The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Novak Djokovic of Serbia has been among the elite men's tennis players for years, but a painful elbow injury last year and subsequent surgery has left the former world number one in a new place in his career.
I was very fortunate throughout my career to go in a kind of an upward direction always. You know, for a decade I didn't go out from top 10, you know, so I mean, that's something I'm very, you know, proud about and of course grateful for, but at the same time, it had to happen.
Djokovic drew a difficult first round opponent at the Madrid Masters in Spain as he faced friend and longtime on-court rival Kei Nishikori of Japan. Djokovic survived 7-5, 6-4.
I'm glad that match went my way, but it could have gone his way as well. It was exactly what I needed for my confidence.
And he has developed a positive view of this chapter in his great tennis career.
Life is there to test us, to allow us to understand that we can get the best out of all situations, to grow and to be the best versions of ourselves. And it's tricky because mind plays games with you, so you have to kind of dig deep. But that's what we are supposed to do if we want to get to a better place always. It's a beautiful process.
The new Golf Sixes format is in its second year, and the Irish team of Paul Dunn and Gavin Moynihan emerged the winners at the Centurion Club in St. Albans, England. Paul Dunn was happy with their dominant play.
Apart from the group match against France, I think we were 3-under or better in every match for six holes, so we just played really solid all week.
It was a great time for Gavin Moynihan.
We had fun. Honestly, it was the best fun I've had on a golf course since I turned pro, so it was honestly a great few days.
Paul Dunn says it was a bit of a scramble in the final match with the French team of Mike Lorenzo Vera and Romain Wattel. And playing for your nation, as Paul Dunn points out, can add a higher level of determination to win.
It's a fun event, but as I said before, when you have the tricolour beside your name, it becomes a little bit more serious. So we're happy to represent Ireland well, have a nice trophy under the belt.
And of course, a celebration at the end.
Yeah, we've had a few points,
I think.
And our flight's in 2 hours, so we're not making that. So we'll book a new one for tomorrow with probably a hangover.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.